sadhu, one saint of India, Tulsidas, the mountain saint, devotee of Bhagavan Ramchandra, yesterday, Sutta Dara Lakshmi Pati gave you a Sansa Harivata Purushi Pudra. The Sutta Bhakta, a pure devotee, a pure sadhu, a Banavai sadhu, is ready to be found. Then you want quality, you cannot get quantity. One good character person can do less good, less benefit to others. A character person, thousands and millions of character persons. They cannot do benefit to them, they cannot do benefit to any other person. We require a qualified, qualified sadhu. We actually so he is speaking about $1,000. Not only, his target is $1,000. Actually, he is not sure. Tulsidas clearly declared, those sadhu gives this, those who give this allurement, that I should get this sort of benefit, this sort of material benefit. And we run after them. They are not sadhus. How this can give all this knowledge and revelations of this world? This human birth is meant for wash people. By gaining this human birth, God is satisfied. The human birth has got the capacity of discriminating good and bad. And they can accept good things. They can accept the eternal reality. And they can give up knowledge and that's of a distinctive power. God is giving to the human being. By giving his human being, God is satisfied. Because human birth is not only made for enjoyment of this world. Eating, sleeping, depending and getting, all these things. The first and wish getting. So, Prahlad Maharaj was speaking to all the demon boys, here in a nation, they are ready for only 4 or 5 years. Prahlad Maharaj was speaking. You should worship Krishna, worship Supreme Lord. You should make obeisance to your parents. Not like Sadhu. Panchayana Shastyana. That is the Sanatan Dharma. Sanatan Dharma way of he will be grown up and he will be married and you have sons. Your sons will neglect you to every action they are equal of you. Then you will be disappointed. This is not good. Your parents have brought you up. You are indebted to make obeisance. And to your reading in the school, school masters, they are also like guru. You have to think them as guru. Or I pay some money and they are all giving teachings. This sort of relationship is not good. Teachers should not teach for getting some material benefit. And the students, people, they should not think if you are giving money, they are servants. By that you're going to get accurate education. Accurate education you can get, you will go with respect to teacher. Bow down, you should make obeisance. We are young, and we used to do this. Nowadays nobody cares for but if you are young, dying, when after coming to the, after joining the farm, when I go, went to the, to my own place, when I saw my primary school teacher, other teacher, I bowed down. But now it is true. Those students will bring this. If they are not paying respect to their parents, it is not true. If you don't respect to the parents, then mother, father, father and grandfather, grandfather, great grandfather, and of the Supreme Lord. How is it to respect the Supreme Lord? Supreme Lord is the active power of all. He is sustaining, maintaining us. You should pay respect to him. You forget him, then you better get into our little benefit. And you have got this human path. Allah says, it is not difficult. He may say, oh, we are young boys. How we can worship the Supreme Lord? He is almighty. He's so big. It is very easy. It is very easy to worship the Supreme Lord. How? The church of the Buddha has a Bhava Shoshu Atmaja. Atmata Sarahudan Shuddha Visharva. Lord Maharaj was saying to the demon boys, it is not difficult to satisfy the Supreme Lord. Nothing. Very easy. Right? He is the fairest of all. He is the fairest. Atmata Sarahudana. As you see in this world, a little boy has no difficulty to satisfy his mother. No difficulty. Mother has got affection. In this world with him, although there is some worldly interest, some interest, yet we can give this example. Mother has got affection for the child. Even the child is given a biscuit, and that child taken the biscuit. And also, that broken biscuit falls in the, on the arm. A biscuit on the arm. And the child takes that. Mama, mommy, mommy, take it, take it. Mother, you want to be taken. This man with the arm and all. Yes, to satisfy the child. Because child is very dear to mother. Like that, millions and millions of parents' affection is there in the world. There is no difficulty. You only utter Narayan, Govinda, Krishna. You are calling your mother, you are calling your other affectionate relations, brother, sister, etc., mother, other. You can call Krishna. What do you get? Call Krishna. Call Narayan. Nothing to do with it. He satisfied. But his simple heart stretched up past to be as through all. They're calling Narayan. What do they call? Therefore, no belief, no simple heartedness. So he does not get it. He is impartial. He has grace. Who are you not just you? Correct. It is impossible. It is equal to us. It's hard belief you are in. That is in Vishnu also has said, Kali Yuga Kevala Naam Adhar. In this Kali Yuga, other methods of worship, if you accept, you will be successful. This Kali Yuga is full of vices. Only one dharma. The Theta is Satya Yuga, Satya Yuga. The Golden Age, Satya Yuga. There are five kinds of vices. Tapasya, Shaucha, Gaya, Satya. Tapasya means penance. They could perform penance thousands of years, but their lives are on the barrel of the bone. In Treta Yuga, it comes to the bone, life. And after that, in Dvapara Yuga, to the flesh. Now, it comes to the food. If you do not take food, it becomes very much meat. It becomes very meat. Our life in this Kali Yuga now depends on food. We cannot perform penance. In Satya Yuga they could perform penance, they could meditate for thousands of years. And now we cannot. Well, one society less, there is no penance. In Treta Yuga, people were unable to do meditation. They have an attachment to worldly things. When mind is distraught, mind is restless, you cannot meditate. Then Rishi Muni say, no, now we cannot do meditation. You do oblation. You have an attachment to the objects of this world. You give these objects to me. To the object of worship. Your objects of attachment, if you think only the Supreme Lord, then you will have concentration to the object of worship. Now by meditation you cannot have concentration. The target is to get concentration to the object of worship. That was solved in Satya Yuga by meditation. But in Treta Yuga, it was not possible for ordinary person. Rishi Guru is the first guy, your attachment of objects of attachment should be given. After that, in Dhamma Yuga, penance, they have no penance. Again, they are given to senses. They became slaves of the senses. How do you get utter mantra? If utterance of mantra is wrong, then you will get wrong fruit. The issue is, now we are going to connect to evil operation. So, you have to do worship in Dhamma Yuga. You are running after the objects of the sense organs. You have to engage your sense organs of the sense for the service of Supreme Lord. How? You have to worship duty. To worship duty, you have to engage all sense organs. That's when you can have concentration. But in Kali Yuga, you are diseased. Disease person is prohibited. To worship, how we can do it. Go on, Harikirtana! Ye jahada Vishnu katam jahada mahai, tapari kam kadam to Harikirtana. In Satya Yuga, whatever we got by meditation, Treta Yuga by oblation, Dwapara Yuga by worship of the Guru, we should get everything by doing Harikirtana. We should have the same thing. When you give it a nama, then own which name? Rina. Even then, before another person you find. They are worshipping Dukkha. Dukkha Buddha and Dukkha. But they call us some issue to Harina. Dukkha Pritti Harigo. For the satisfaction of Dukkha, if you start from Harina, then it is success. They are calling us for propagation of our message of divine love. We accept all that we should join together. Yes. In Bengal, they have got this sort of mentality. They say, Sharasya Pritya Hari Mahal. They are washing daily wash. But they bring us, they call us, we should do Harina, then Shami Devata will be satisfied. All devotees will be satisfied. They don't know, they will be satisfied. That tradition is there in Bengal. Even in, you will find in the North India, when anybody dies, they are worshipping Devi Gods, Kakti, Ganesh and others, they are doing worship. But at the time death, what they say? By taking the dead body, the tradition of Ram Nam Shatya. Rudhi Nam Shatya, Sim Nam Shatya. Nobody says. Ram Nam Shatya. Even Bhagavan in Calcutta, they are worshipping Dukkha. And at the time of death, whole very horrible, whole Dukkha horrible. It has been introduced. Even if you install Ganapati or any goddess, you have to bring Narayan Saragram. Without Narayan Saragram, no Vidhi can be installed, as per scripture. And at the end, you have to call If you have to do as per spiritual justice, what is it? Yadan kundani kashya sarvajagyeshara prasmi kuridava 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 My worship of God, Ganapati will be successful. My worship of Karthi will be successful. You are all Bundarikaksha, Sarvajat Krishna. You are the engineer, master of all Jyotra. Sarvajat Krishna, Prasmati Vijayat Krishna. If you are pleased, all will be pleased. If you pour water at the root of the tree, whole tree will be nourished. Without pouring water at the root, If you speak in water, even parts of the tree, those parts of the tree will not be nourished. You will give food in the stomach will digest and distribute the nourishment to all the parts of the body. Like that if you serve or chitta-sivani, nobody can be detached from there. They all will be served. If a table is with your day small, but the first with the Lord Krishna will be taken care of. For that reason, All the Mahatmas, including Tulsidas, they are giving their stress on this. You should worship the whole, at the root. If you worship the root of all will be satisfied. Generally, we are going to different places, and we also go to Rajpura in Punjab. The Gudhiyana, all these places. And Rajpura, every year we go. And we saw a big temple of the Durga. But they are not inviting us. We are staying at the Sanatana Dharma, Radha Krishna Murti Yoga. And there, that temple has become very big now. Every year we go. But all of a sudden, the President, Secretary, and all the members of the Durga Temple, they came to them. Oh yes, I have come to invite you. Kindly come to our temple and do Harina. And this was your father. They were stopping. I get invited to the Sanctuary. Then, we went there, performed Kirtan. I said, you see, You have seen us for a long time. You have been invited us. Now why you have invited us? Actually you have not invited. Durga Devi is having in your heart. Durga Devi has given you that sort of desire in your heart to invite us. Because you perform puja Durga Devi not Durga. You want something. Kamatami Yadushakti. Give me this. They did not actually worship. They are coming for their own interest. I'm tired of this Buddha. Bring Vaishnava. They are uttering the name of Vishnu. I want to hear. Bring them. I want to hear Bhagavat from them. I want to hear the names that I should have a satisfaction in my heart. So we are forced by the Buddha to be in the system. And the Buddha to be satisfied. Vaibhakti Adhidhar Sarvadeva Mandita. One of the Vaibhakti, all demigods, all, they are all satisfied. Serving who is our Lord. And you can love for Krishna, then you love for all. Krishna is Lord of all lords. Vishwa Paramahansa Satchidananda Vigraha Anadari Adigavinda Sarvadharmakarma. We should not deny any human being or any demigod. But if we are to serve others, we want to get eternal benefit of us, then benefit of others, other demigods, other relations, then you have to serve the root. If you serve the root, then all will be served. Then you will not be indirect. And you have a love for Krishna, you cannot disregard any demigod. they are also for Krishna, in Krishna, by Krishna. When I love somebody, I cannot inflict injury to any of his parts. It will be against my interest. It will not act to me. If I love Krishna, all the living beings are coming from Krishna. So how can I endure other living beings when I see the relation? Our most beloved object is Sri Krishna, and they are coming from Krishna, they are coming from the powers of the wonderful things of Sri Krishna, they have become the servants. Automatically you have to laugh for all. When you have to laugh for all, you should have no attitude to do any kind of injury to anybody, not to people of human beings. And now it is the time, the human beings are beginning to be the greatest enemy of the human beings. However, this is the worst aiming of person, this like drivers and lions, they are laughing at it. Only if you are for our own livelihood, and you are killing without any cause, you have no enmity with them. Never seen them, but you are killing them. What's up? We are forced to kill for our own livelihood. Under the influence. And you are being an image being a witness. Like this. We have gone too far. Remember this. By living a living, accordingly.